Hello and welcome to Michael and Jeremy's weekly podcast. Today joining us, Marshall Scott and Dominic. Okay, today's topics are E3 week. We have Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. And Jeremy, okay, so what did you see at E3?
Okay, we're going. Okay. Add my mic. Okay, so E3. What happened to E3?
Okay, well,
Nothing really amazing.
We had the Halo 3 trailer. We had PS3 is announced at $600 for the premium. We got some cool games like Red Steel.
Yeah, Red Steel. What else?
Just a note on the PS3 price. Kutagari talked about it. He said it was a lot similar to the PS, the PlayStation, and the PlayStation 2 because they were considered overpriced when they were released.
Not really. $299 wasn't overpriced. Xbox.
Yeah, well, still, this is PS3 is still the cheapest Blu-ray player on the market.
It's the only Blu-ray player on the market.
Well, you can still buy them.
Yeah, anyway, so
I think this whole Blu-ray thing's a pain in the ass. We barely had 5 years with DVDs.
Yeah.
And then they're already trying to revolutionize.
DVDs are an HD, though.
Medium re-release things on.
Blu-rays can hold 25 gigabytes of storage, though.
That's a lot.
It'd be nice to get an external Blu-ray drive for your hard drive.
Yeah, because it can burn 25 gigs of stuff in.
All the Apple computers in the future are going to have Blu-ray.
Apple and pretty much every other major computer manufacturer.
And a bunch of filmmaking companies have also signed to Blu-ray.
Yeah, Blu-ray is being done by, I think, Sony and Disney, and everyone else is HD DVD.
So. Who's doing HD DVD?
We are, as I like to say, screwed.
Yeah.
So we're buying both. Or neither.
Yeah.
But
they're going to have a combo drive, HD and Blu-ray, I bet.
Kind of like CD
and DVD.
Is there anything? Yeah, it's kind of like dual layer and the...
Dual layer is...
Yeah, the CD, DVD, Blu-ray things. But I don't think they're going to do it with Blu-ray and HD.
Okay.
They will.
So what do you think about the games from Nintendo? Red Steel
looks
good. From Nintendo?
From Nintendo, yes.
I haven't seen the Red Steel one, actually. I wasn't, to tell you the truth, all excited about all this stuff, especially Halo. I'm not going to get excited. I'm like, all right, there's the Halo 3 trailer. I might just download it for a second. Downloaded it, watched it, and I actually got goosebumps in your
little special place.
Yeah.
Is it just me or does Master Chief seem completely out of proportion? Like his face is stretched and stuff. Have you seen the Halo 3 trailer?
Do they actually show his face?
They show his face.
No, they show his helmet mask.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, people, we're gonna have interactive links in this podcast. So when I say Halo 3 trailer, you should see a little link with Halo 3 in our album art for this podcast right now.
He's doing it, not me.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm excited about Halo 3, right?
Yeah.
I'll send a photo for you to put in.
Okay, we'll do that later. Don't do it because...
Towards the middle of the trailer, he walks out of the fog, the Master Chief, there he is. He hasn't changed since Halo 2.
Yeah.
But he's got something in his hand.
What is it?
And I'll just take a snapshot there.
Don't do it, don't send it because it interrupts the audio connection.
Don't worry.
I won't send it, don't worry.
Okay.
But,
can you tell us where to find it?
Real quick. You see what he's got in his hand is the assault rifle.
One of my pages.
He's got the Brungle assault rifle back.
He got the assault rifle from Halo 1.
I saw that.
Everybody knows that practically killed the game. Huh?
That practically killed the game, taking that out. I really...
Yeah, I know, seriously.
That was my favorite gun.
then you don't have a really good fully automatic weapon. I mean, well, SMG,
it just really sucked.
It was cocky, it was small... The feel of it was...
It felt like more...
And also, they took it out and they put in the battle rifle, which sucked really bad. You know the burst shots?
Apparently, the battle rifle used the same code, because I was also complaining that they took out the pistol, which was my favorite weapon.
They changed the zoom on the pistol.
I like the zoom in the pistol.
It was extremely accurate.
They were saying that the battle rifle used the same code as the original pistol. I don't believe that, but...
Yeah, they probably used the same code and then put in a burst shot thing.
Yeah.
That'd be
pretty cool. It took so bloody long to kill things with the with the battle rifle.
Yeah, you have to actually aim for the head, and then even then it took three shots.
Wait, was the battle rifle burst shot?
Yeah, the battle rifle's burst shot.
They acted like pistol bullets from the first one?
Not really.
Well, not that powerful. They didn't have the powerful.
It could zoom, like, three times.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so,
If they bring the pistol back, it's gonna be even better. But, I wasn't that dissatisfied with the magnums. Like, dual-wielding two magnums was kick-ass.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
You get the magnums about twice in the game.
They're the rarest weapon
to find.
Yeah. It was pretty fun though to dual wield the magnum.
It's fun to play in a multiplayer game.
Do you think
they're
gonna have the even more powerful M6D? That's the pistol, by the way. They're gonna have it like the pistol from Hellgate London, where you fire and then they get like completely set on fire, or is it gonna be that powerful?
Like tracer rounds?
Kind of. No.
No.
What I mean is, Hellgate London sounds promising. What?
Hellgate London sounds promising.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
What is that game?
Oh, it's cool. I'll show it to you.
Is it a MMO?
It looks pretty friggin' cool.
It's not an MMO.
Is it like GTA?
Okay, put it real simply, it's an RPG FPS.
I see. Kind of like Deus Ex.
I guess. I haven't seen that.
I've heard they were saying every time you finish Hellgate London. And every time you replay it, what it will do is it'll take London, and it'll take basically blocks of London, and the main places will stay where they are.
But it will kind of randomize it.
It randomizes the map, so every single time you play the game, it's different.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
That's very cool.
If that works, it'll be cool, though.
It has so many weapons.
I can only imagine, Marshall.
No, look.
Wow, oh my god, that's a really long list.
It's a whole shitload of weapons.
Okay.
Yeah, so
This is no longer PG rated.
Is it out? It's never been PG rated.
It was PG. I decided to make it PG rated at the beginning, but that never stuck.
What are your guys' ratings over there?
Okay, so G is like the really, really kiddie movies.
Yeah, like
there's PG,
Bambi.
Which Finding is like Nemo. Incredibles. Yeah. There's PG-13 is like James Bond. There's R, which is like, that's R. Matrix, those kind of more violent movies.
Yeah,
and then
they
have NC-17, which rarely is ever given out.
Porno movies.
Yes.
No, I saw a movie that was almost NC-17, you know. Great, Team America.
Yeah.
That was so close.
It's
borderline NC-17 because they had a full-blown sex scene, but it wasn't really sex scene because it's a doll.
It's puppets.
But they took it out.
That was funny though.
Yeah, that was pretty funny movie.
Didn't see it.
Anyway, the pistol from Hellgate London is called the Vulcan Bolter, and it has, you know, it shoots and then it lights them on fire.
So anyway,
I hope they don't do that in Halo.
Anything else interesting coming from Nintendo at E3?
From Nintendo, well, let's talk about Microsoft.
Yeah, let's go to Microsoft.
Gears of War. I don't want it, but.
It looks
amazing.
Does
anyone want Gears of War?
I would play Gears of War. I'd get an Xbox 360 just for Gears of War and Oblivion.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but if you got a PC, Oblivion apparently runs so much more kick-ass on the PC.
I've been thinking about putting Windows on the iMac for Oblivion, so.
That's the way it always works, though, because PCs, you can upgrade them so you can always run faster.
You can put 4 7900s in a PC.
You have to degrade the the ones for the console, because the console's a fixed thing. You can't upgrade a console.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anything
else
from
Microsoft? The console, does it cache stuff on the hard drive, or?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anything else from Microsoft?
I don't think so. Price drop in the HD DVD adapter?
Yeah, also, yeah, you can add on an HD DVD for $100 now, or sometime
soon.
Well, soon. And also, it's the premium is going down to $300. Instead of 400, and the core is going down to 220.
You know what?
Instead
they should just stop selling the core.
Yeah, core doesn't even need to be
existing. I give it 6 more months, and the core's out of there.
Yes.
Nobody wants them.
Especially since the premium is going down to 300.
Yeah,
anyways.
If it's 300, they might as well.
Yeah, this is about the time I just realized for the price drop. I think my order of getting consoles is going to be the 360, then the Wii, then the PS3.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to get the 360, and then when I
we'll play the Wii at my house,
money,
and you'll play the PS3 at Marshall's house.
And then I'll eventually save up enough money to get a Wii, because the Wii's only going to be like $200.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, speaking of the whole Wii, PS3, Xbox 360, can you imagine how... I can't believe Sony overpriced the PS3 so much. But then again, I mean, like, we all saw this coming in the end.
Yeah, the $600 PS3.
It was bound to happen.
I don't see how they think they're going to outsell the 360. Because there are rich people in the world. There are people who are going to save up for these.
Not for the PlayStation. I mean, PlayStation
so much. But when it comes down to it, the percentage of the market's going to go, all right, I can get the Xbox 360, the Wii, or the PS3.
Yeah, that's what even Microsoft was saying. Yeah, you can get a...
I think it's just
premium
so...
360 and a Wii for the same price as a PS3, you know?
I think it's just so so high priced because it's the, you know, the Blu-ray player.
And aren't the games not going to be on Blu-ray then? Because the crappy one doesn't have Blu-ray.
The thing about it is the $500 PS3, you know, not the core edition,
the
if you want to call it that one, is actually, it's going to...
Not have Blu-ray.
It's
yeah,
not going to have Blu-ray.
Note,
so.
However, that the core edition is still has a hard drive.
20
yeah,
gigs.
See?
Yeah. So,
but no Blu-ray.
But anyway, no wait, Blu-ray. So what is it going to be? Is it still going to be HD for the core one?
Well,
the thing is...
the game is going to be in HD. We can't watch HD movies.
Well, that's okay. But, I mean, anyway, but if you're going to buy a PS3, you might as well spend $100 more if you're going to already spend that much and get the one with the Blu-ray.
Yeah, unless you don't have an HDTV, but then you might as well not buy any of them.
Yeah.
But how many people have HDTVs, you know?
Well...
A question for you guys. Do you guys over there have HD-ready TVs?
I have an HDTV.
He has
it's an old one. Ancient one.
Yeah,
1080i one.
He has a 1080i 720p HDTV.
Not the best one, but it came out a long time ago.
I have a 480p TV. And, Marshall, what do you have?
I just
probably
have a huge CRT.
He has a really big CRT, probably 480p. 480i, 480p.
I'm the only one with HD, and I'm not getting any of them. So.
Actually, mine isn't high def at all.
Yeah, neither is Michael's.
Well, 480p, whatever.
So, yeah, no one really has high def TVs. I think I'm the only one I know.
Even then, a lot of people use their high definition TVs. I know several people who have them. They've usually got them in their lounge, their sort of more theater room.
Yeah, you're not gonna put a game console on that.
But they usually watch TV or play video games on their smaller TVs.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we play video games on the 27-inch Sony.
Yeah, I play my Xbox on my 26-inch Toshiba, and then I just watch TV on my 34-inch TV.
Yeah, so,
TV.
You mean everyone
that's
plays
mostly
games
because,
on their small TV.
But that's mostly because, you know, your big TV is probably in your living room, right? So everybody wants to watch TV, or, like, the living room is usually the center of the house, so the games, like, the shooting and stuff would be bothering.
And if you're playing
house.
GTA, you want to do it in the...
Oh, yeah, often I if I want to play Halo, or somebody's cooking in the kitchen, because the kitchen's basically adjacent to the living room.
Yeah, same here.
I can't do it, or I'd have to play it with muted.
Yeah.
So, I usually on my computer, or if the TV's set up in another room, a smaller TV. I'll be on the smaller TV.
Yeah.
So...
I hate playing my games on small TVs.
You do? I usually...
Because I sit on the couch, and the couch is like...
Far away.
It's pretty far from the
TV.
I mean, it's
only...
a good distance, but it's pretty far from the TV.
We have a huge TV, so you can't be far
away.
With low pixels.
But I can. And so, yeah. I hate playing it on small TVs because I can barely ever see.
Well...
26
yeah.
inches are fine.
Yeah, well, see, this is why I'm a PC gamer. I got the 20-inch screen, like...
Half an inch away.
Yeah, when I'm really into the game, it's about a half inch away. So,
My dad has two 23-inch HD, well, he doesn't have one 32... He doesn't have one. He has one, then he has another one on a Sunray.
I see.
My dad works for Sun Microsystems. I saw Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy is some kind of self-automated car. But anyway, back to the whole PS3
Yeah, so
thing.
PS3... Nothing amazing. The only game I want to get is the new Ratchet & Clank. So,
Game
GTA 4
is
GTA 4 is Xbox 360.
GTA 4 might come to PS3.
GTA 4 is Xbox 360. I thought
it's coming out 2007 for Xbox 360.
Then it might come out.
I thought
for
Rockstar
PS3.
Was signed to the Sony to come out first for Sony.
They weren't signed.
No, Rockstar was signed for the next 5 games after GTA 3. So I think Vice City. San Andreas, and then Liberty City Stories for the PSP. You gotta remember that.
Well,
yeah.
And Now Microsoft's obviously beat PlayStation to the.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the new. Where is it?
The new
Gran Turismo game.
Nah.
It'd be cool.
Nah. Beautiful. Boring.
So.
Sorry. Just sorry. Is. I hate them. I hate. Oh shit.
What?
I'm importing CDs. Oh, it's just got the new Taylor Swift album. Music keeps playing. Alright,
Okay.
Back to task. What about the PSP?
Do you have to yell so much?
Oh, the PSP.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yeah, what about
because
the PSP?
They can't hear me otherwise.
Can you just talk normal on the phone?
No.
Oh, wow.
You have a friend
tell them
there?
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
That microphone.
Where's your microphone?
Dude. Microphone under the freaking monitor.
Dude, this is gold. We're not getting sound.
This is not going to be edited. You're staying in.
All right.
Okay.
What was that all about?
That's my dad.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, anyway.
So PSP?
What about it? Anything?
It sucks.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, like, any new games shown at E3?
Do not know of any.
Oh, I know of a few.
What's
but I gotta
that?
Remember.
PSPs, like, they're so much more tailored to games. They're not really that tailored to games, but
it's more for
so
movies.
Much more ready to do these awesome games handheld. But the DS is just kicking it out of the water because they just got all these catchy titles.
They have Mario Kart.
They have.
Whereas
yeah.
If you bought a PSP right now, what would you want to play? What would you want to get?
Liberty
GTA.
City Stories.
And that's it.
Well, there's a few that are supposed to be pretty good, but I don't know for sure.
It's you have GTA and you have. Okay, we're going. Okay, so yeah, so PSP, you got a GTA, and that's about it.
There's a Ratchet and Clank game coming out, as well as Gangs of London, which is which is coming from the same guys that did The Getaway.
But didn't The Getaway suck?
It was supposed
getaway,
to be. It was
the getaway
just
takes
like
a
GTA.
To get into. It's really hard.
Yeah, I heard it was like really hard to drive or something like that.
Yeah, and like controls.
Yeah, well, it's
GTA.
Realistic. It's realistic. It's set in London, which is always chock-a-block. You can't just go running people over and then getting away with it.
Ah, that sucks.
There's also Killzone, a Killzone game coming out.
Yeah, Killzone sucks.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Killzone? My friend showed me it, and he's like,
You mean the really pretty one that we all thought was pre-rendered?
Yeah, the pre-rendered trailer.
It is pre-rendered.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. As if it couldn't be.
It's pretty.
No, even Sony admitted it was pre-rendered, I'm pretty sure, I think.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I reckon it was definitely the first time I saw it. But he's like, he reckons Killzone is the answer to Halo.
No.
That was the rumor.
It was a piece of crap.
Even on GameSpot, they gave Killzone 6.1, Halo 9.9.
Yeah, I do, however, have to say that there is one game that not everybody's talking about, but that I would like to get for Xbox 360.
What?
Huxley.
What the hell's Huxley?
Never heard of it.
Okay, it's a 200-player game,
mm-hmm.
So it's almost
it's
mass.
MMO?
No, it's a first-person shooter.
Is it a first-person shooter MMO?
Well,
a
if you count 200 players.
Player first-person shooter.
Yeah, so it's an MMO.
So that's like
it's like 100-person teams with vehicles and huge guns and next-gen graphics.
Question number one, frame rate. Question number two, lag.
I think it's pretty good, and they're having some new server technology that they're constructing.
Well, if WoW can do it...
My question's lag, man.
Dude, if WoW can do it, it shouldn't be
too
hard.
Yeah, but WoW isn't completely real-time, too, I mean...
No, yeah,
it's
completely
well,
real-time.
Yeah, it's real-time, but it's not as...
Pretty.
First-person shooter-ish.
Yeah, well, this is less people.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it evens
yeah.
out.
I don't know, that question's frame rate.
Yeah, Huxley. That's
did they
announce
anything at E3?
They might have.
You know, they need more press, because I never heard of it.
Yeah, if it's that good, I don't
know.
Maybe I'll have to give it a try. What is it coming out for?
Xbox 360.
And
that's,
anything else?
That's a very cool
yeah.
idea.
It was at E3.
If it works, I'll be happy.
Okay. So, yeah, PS3.
What's that like? Is that like an MMO... FPS.
It's you know that one game that came out a while ago.
It's a new genre.
You know that one game? What was it by Sony online? What was it called? Like,
yeah,
it was first person shooter. I don't remember. It was like I think it's kind of like that. If it works, it'll be good. So, What was that game called? You know, the one, the first-person shooter, MMO? PlanetSide, yeah, PlanetSide.
It's like that, but
if it works, it'll be good.
There's less people in PlanetSide than I think there are in this.
No, I think there's more people, more in PlanetSide, more MMO.
Oh, yeah. It is more MMO, yeah, that's
true. This is more...
This is more first-person shooter.
More yeah. like,
This is 200 people. However, PlanetSide did not have next-gen graphics.
Next-gen graphics, my ass. I just want a good frame rate.
Actually, you know what? I think there were only 70 people... It was only like 50 people on each team, so it was actually less people than there are in this game.
Yeah, but that's well. Anyway, if it works, I'll be happy. Probably won't work.
Okay. I think it is. It's already coming along great. They already tested out servers.
Each thing would have to be hosted by these.
You know how much you're going to have to pay per month? Like $10 a month still?
What, for Xbox Live?
No, for the thing. You probably have to play more than Xbox Live.
For Huxley?
Yeah.
No, it comes free with Xbox Live.
How are they going to run the servers for that? I think, what was it called? Phantasy Star Online for the original Xbox. That you had to pay for extra.
I think I'd get it. If you didn't have to pay extra, I'd get it.
If it works, I'd get it. If I had Xbox 360.
Which you probably will eventually.
No. I mean, yeah, the Xbox 360...
Come on, it's the first one that comes out. It's going to be the first one to get price drops.
Xbox 360 is the console to get right now. I mean, there's absolutely... It's got everything running for it, and the PS3 has almost everything.
Except for
running.
Any good games...
It's got good games.
It's got Oblivion.
What?
Game 4.
Okay, Fortnite's
Call of Duty 2. Gears of War coming out.
Cool. That's coming out.
Have you played it?
Who cares? If it's coming
out. If it's out now.
If it comes out before.
Okay, Fight Night, we got Oblivion, Fight Night, Call of Duty 2.
Every you knock something out, there's a real time.
What's it called? That racing game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's the.
I don't like Fight Night, so.
Project Gotham.
Yeah, PGR 3.
Well, it looks pretty, that's it. I don't count.
Lots of people will buy it, though, just because it looks so awesome.
It is pretty.
I have to say, and that's the thing that used to be promising before these next-gen consoles.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Also, the flesh effects. Yeah. Kind of funny.
Yeah, you get to see every drop of blood and every bead of sweat flying off the guy when you knock him in the face.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
The what?
The load?
No loading. Hey, the GameCube doesn't have any load time.
Yeah, it should. I mean, it has discs.
It doesn't
right?
have much. It has less than 2 seconds.
Shouldn't
usually.
Any console with discs have load
if
times?
If they can, the GameCube doesn't.
Oh.
It doesn't have much, and if it does, it's nowhere near as long as GTA on the Xbox.
Okay. Well.
So.
Yeah. Anything else for the PSP?
For the 360. Well, I don't know. We're already talking about the PS3. Okay. So yeah. So let's talk about Nintendo.
Nintendo.
We can undebatably stole E3 from everyone.
Yeah, the wait time for their booth was 190 minutes.
That's
just
like
to get in.
Yeah, that's a long line. It's like a line at the DM.
I was not aware that you had to be 18 to get into one.
We can't go. We're not 18.
We gotta go to LA. That's like 6 hours away, and then.
Dude, when we get older, if this podcast really takes off, we will do a live show from E3.
Not a live show, but...
Well, with our laptop. Well, live for us. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm
in the game industry. I play games.
You have to be 18 to go to E3, and you also have to be a member of the press to go to E3, or be a developer or something. You can't just go there.
You have to have something to do with the game industry.
Or you convince someone to let you in.
Yeah, actually, I have somebody in... I have an agent in E3.
Yeah, so we could probably get in if we had enough money.
Just bribe the guy like $20. Hey,
let
me in.
I have an agent in E3. He's getting me swag and information.
Who?
Eric Finale.
Oh,
yeah, I know that guy. He did... I don't know. I met
him
somewhere.
He works at the Tween Time after school, and he's also a substitute teacher.
And
okay.
How is he in E3?
He works for this company called Perplex City. They have this new worldwide card game where you there's like riddles on cards.
So, you solve the riddles, and then you can win money.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to find the cube.
Okay.
But anyway,
back to Nintendo.
He's going in there and getting beat up by a ninja.
Okay, going back to Nintendo.
They had this thing where they were showing who's playing it in the bottom
funny
corner.
Name.
So, Red Steel, it's a first-person shooter. How are you going to control it with the thing? Are you just
a light gun?
It's like a light gun, and then you use the little thumbstick add-on for movement of your character.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
they're
the thumbstick.
They're not
going to
release some stupid to play thing. And it looks cool.
Yeah. If it works, I'll be happy.
That would be kind of funny, cause you know, cause you.
Yeah, I want to play it. I really want to play it. See, I'm hoping there's probably a Nintendo store in San Francisco, a big one, like super huge. I'm thinking they have a few, Wii's.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm hoping they do. So.
They're not getting Wii's yet.
The Wii is.
I say give them another 6 or 8 months.
Man, the Wii's not even out in Japan yet.
Well, of course not. It's coming out holiday season. Q4 06. I don't even know when that is.
So, right. So then
give them about 4 or 6 months, and they'll have it in Japan.
So what's the point of if I mean like how are they actually gonna have it in San Francisco?
They're gonna have what I like to call a developer unit. Because at E3, all of them are developer units.
Yeah, actually, did you hear about the PS3 crashed twice during the press conference.
Oh my god. That shows a lot of what's coming.
Yeah, well, it was running.
Oh, come on, it's not even a finished product. It's a beta machine. What'd you expect to happen? I'm pretty sure it happens.
Hey, how many Xbox 360s?
Yeah, however, they were able to get it running 10 HD movies before on this one conference that they had.
So yeah, we also don't they have like I heard they have a standby mode, so you can put it into standby, and then someone can actually visit your Animal Crossing town and like do stuff, send you a letter. And then when you wake it up, it's online now.
Even if your Wii is off, you're still online.
Yeah, kind of like.
So it's not officially off.
It's kind of like a little matrixy, you know.
Is it more like you have an account on some sort of Nintendo
Wireless? I think it's more like an account. Yeah.
They probably have all the stuff stored in a server somewhere, and then people can access it randomly over their online service.
Like World of Warcraft.
In a way.
All right, guys. Let's move on. What do we got next?
Yeah, so also DS Lite is coming out in someplace other than Japan very soon.
It's small.
Try soon. Like June.
I hiccuped.
Nice. So,
excuse
any
that.
Other stuff from E3 you want to see? Any PC games coming out?
Let's see.
Spore. Oh, yeah.
Spore. I can't wait to get Spore.
Spore looks so
cool. We're all buying Spore.
I want Spore. Although I'm probably just going to get a demo first.
Spore's a great idea, right?
It's probably one of the only innovative games in a while.
If it's not done properly, it's really going
to
suck.
Yeah, that's what we're really trying to think. Is if it works, it's going to be amazing. If it doesn't work, it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to more than suck.
And we don't know what yet. And
it's one of those.
If it works, it's going to be the best game of all time. Yeah, so Okay, so, yeah, Spore, if it works, it'll be good. If it doesn't work, it's going to suck. Hopefully, it'll work.
Yep. Apple conference.
Oh, yeah, Apple, they're having a conference on the 19th. They're opening some fancy store in New York. Rumors, new MacBooks, replacements for the iBooks, new PowerBacks with Core Duos or AVX2s.
So, they're just going to be the MacBooks.
Yeah,
the MacBooks. You know, those are probably going to be using integrated graphics as well, just like the Mac Mini.
I am hoping
not. When are they going to have the Intel G5s?
I doubt it.
The Intel G5s, the whatever you want to call them, they're going to be out holiday season.
I'm going to say when the new Intel chip comes out.
Yeah, the Conroe.
The Conroe
is coming out quarter four around holiday season.
So,
and as soon as that comes out,
one of those.
As soon as Apple gets the chips, if they don't run out, which they will most likely do, like they ran out with everything else, we will have the
Power Mac. They might do a Core Duo version.
I don't think they were expecting all the Windows guys to come back over to Apple.
Yeah, I don't think that really happened, though.
You know, when Boot Camp came on, they get 10%, their stock went up 10%.
Dude, Apple stock goes up if you say poop. Their Apple stock just went up 10%. I don't know why, but
It went up 0.001.
Yeah. Sure.
Apple stock is just amazing. Yeah,
it fluctuates.
We should have bought it like $2,000, like
$500. Let's raise Apple stock. Poop.
Okay,
Marshall? Yeah.
Enough with the...
All right, so anything else about the Apple conference?
They're opening a new store in New York, the one with the huge glass cube, because Steve Jobs likes cubes.
Apparently.
Small is beautiful.
Oh, man. Dude. That is so retarded. The new catchphrase for the Mac Mini is small is beautiful. Also, I mean, what the hell? I mean, seriously.
If you think about it, it's sickly. Never mind.
Yeah, whatever.
If you think about it, once you've got a Mac Mini set up, it's cluttered as hell. Unless you got the time to Because the most of the people who've got Mac Minis are usually the people wanting to take them to work or something.
Yeah.
Without the kind of and yeah, not a very powerful computer for the amount of money.
Yeah, $500 for a pretty low-end system.
Yeah, for $500 for a it's $600 actually now with the Intel chips. $600 for a 1.6 gigahertz Core Duo. Well.
Once they get the TV tuner chip in, then it's gonna be a great media center. And it's even a great media center now.
I mean, yeah, if I were to buy a Mac Mini, it would be to hook it up to an HD TV and just run photos, videos, stream it all from another computer sitting like the living room via wireless airport base station.
Yeah. Okay, Alienware, they have SLI notebooks.
Oh, man, dude.
That's insane.
You know how much heat that thing's going to
do? Yeah, it's going to burn your balls off. Seriously?
I'm going to find out what all this is about. Just give me a second. I'm really off task right now.
We will put an interactive link into the podcast right now.
I don't know who the hell would buy an SLI notebook.
It's $5,000.
Well, I'm not surprised.
That's the biggest ripoff ever.
Okay, hold on. Jeremy's cell phone just went off.
Cell phone.
Doing a podcast. Hello? I'm doing a podcast right now.
Sorry?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm doing a podcast, so.
7,200 RPM.
Right.
That's fast.
Okay. That is
gonna
fast.
That's going to be hot.
Yeah, could you? Okay, yeah, those new Alienware laptops, hot, fast, and really loud. That's my prediction.
More for me, because I always set them down on something.
Huh?
You there, Dominic?
Okay, yeah, 9 o'clock then, okay?
Hey, it's already Vista compatible.
Okay, bye.
Vista, not Vista.
Vista compatible.
Vista, you idiot.
Well, that's interesting.
So, yeah,
apparently the new Alienware laptops are Vista compatible already.
Who gives a crap?
64-bit, I'm guessing.
Vista sucks.
If I were to get a gaming laptop that's not a Mac, I would get a Falcon Northwest, just like,
Oh, yeah, let me check that out. What's the website again?
Okay, so
Falcon, Dash.
I was,
So we gotta end this soon.
All right, yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna bring one more thing up.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised. I didn't think they'd copy it that much, but I was really surprised at how much of a ripoff, of Mac OS X Vista is. I didn't think they'd go to the extent of adding a dock kind of thing.
Oh, they put a dock in Vista.
Hey, my start bar is like a
dock.
They
put a dock in. They've stolen the expose idea.
Yeah.
The expose. Yeah, I mean, Vista is really just... it's pretty much everything Mac OS X is now, and then Mac OS X, when it comes out, probably before Vista's going to have even more.
So there, video support.
Yeah, except for the whole DirectX thing. But seriously, I mean, why don't people just get a Mac? It's not that big of a switch, anyways. I switched from PC to Mac.
And for the new new iMacs, you can just get Bootcamp if you really want it there.
So anyway, yeah, we gotta stop this. My dad's probably just
pissing. Okay.
Anyway. Anything else we need to say today?
Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, okay, so anyway, thank you for joining us, Michael and Jeremy's podcast.
Don't say anything else.
All right.
No.
Not really, except I don't see any SLI for Falcon Northwest
yet.
That's
because SLI is the biggest waste of money everyone ever created. That's why.
No.
We wasted more money. Oh, why would we convince these stupid retards to get two crappy video cards?
You know, you're just a Mac person. I'm not going to listen to you.
Okay.
Dude, SLI sucks, man.
Okay, whoa. Okay, you guys stop.
SLI sucks. We can all say that SLI is the biggest ripoff ever created.
SLI sucks.
Yes.
I don't think so.
You heard it.
Yeah, have you ever...
You know, I have not... Right. I have not...
You guys...
I have not played an SLI, but I've checked it out. I think it's cool.
A big ripoff.
We will have this freaking,
Just go once.
We will get this, debate later. But for now... Thank you for joining us on Michael and Jeremy's Weekly Podcast. You could go to our site and download all the episodes there at jandmpodcast.blogspot.com. That's jandmpodcast.blogspot.com. There's also an email me button if you want to send us an email at jmpodcast@gmail.com. Our website's
on
there.
Join Team IMG.
What? Oh, yeah, Team IMG, Quake 4. Yeah, anyway. There. And also, if you want... to email us, it's there, and our sites are there. Mine is macgamer05.googlepages.com. Jeremy's is some complicated thing, but you can find the link there on the right-hand side of the webpage. Marshall doesn't exactly have a webpage, and we'll see you next week.